Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Babies.
Babies, yes, sir, Ski.
We're back with the interviews. Today we got our bro Defiant.
What's happening? What's happening? Appreciate y'all.
And production by Trinity.
What up?
Let's get into it, man. First off, how y'all doing, man?
Just got off of work, made some money today. These video games and production supplies ain't gonna fucking buy themselves.
We all got expensive hobbies over here for sure, man. Y'all both from the Bay, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. What part? What city, man?
Richmond.
Richmond?
Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all real Bay Area. Y'all in the middle of it.
Man, niggas was stopped off over in South 46, doing by Crescent Park and everything, too. So, all my family, all my folks and everything, too, out in Richmond. Niggas tapped in. It's my man, Brady, that's also, too, hopping on the mic, doing his own thing out there, too. You know, Richmond is the city of pride and purpose. So, no, we're out here, dog.
Y'all been doing this music stuff for a while. Divine, I know you've been doing it since high school. Same as you, Trinity. You've been producing stuff for a while. You've been trying to make a name for yourself. And I see that now y'all have all put it together. Y'all have been working together because y'all used to kind of do your own separate things. Now it seems like y'all are kind of unified. How did that come together?
I have been working with Asthma out there out in Richmond. Shouts out to him. We did a track together and that was kind of like the start of my production career. You know, I just kind of like jumped in head first. I watched a couple of YouTube videos. You know, I was feeling myself for real. So that was like the very beginning. All that stuff that I was doing in the beginning was like really just experimenting with the sound, like trying to figure out what I like, how to get it to how I like it. I was just working on that. I did a couple other tracks with Seraphix. Like we did Wash My Shoes, Insidious, No One Cares. That was like a little YouTube exclusive. And again, all of that was like working on the sound and just trying to make sure that I really was kind of hitting on how I wanted to. And I know it was like he's kind of doing the same thing, but he had already been going for a lot longer than me. Keeping a P, I wasn't even trying to be like, hey, jump on my shit. Because I was not trying to be like, ah, nah, nigga, you're not even ready for it type shit. Like, I was like, let me get my shit going down and then we'll link up. Yeah, I kept going with Seraphix. We did the video for Wash My Shoes. I took a little break, got my work shit situated. And then Jay was sending me samples all the time. And he was like, yeah, like, check this shit out. Do this shit. We linked up a couple times. He sent me some samples. And then we finally clicked in one time. And we did like a little set of samples. Probably already been fucking used on this album. Like, they're already fucking scrapped. But
bolted.
I was kind of, yeah.
Exactly, man.
The second time around, he's like, yeah, I'm working on this album. Like, I need you on it. At first, it was just the production and then got into the mixing. And then I really honed in on that aspect of it. And I wanted to make sure that we really set the new standard of how we want our shit to sound. You know, like I had heard what he was doing with other people. I wanted to put my own spin on it. But it was also like there's a level of quality that has to come with this because it is also our first time like working together. So like can't be just ass, you know, like we gotta come correct and straight on it. So
he's
like, all right, fuck it, let's get it. And then shit, I learned so much doing all his beats, all the fucking like mixing production. Like it hasn't only helped him, it's helped me as well. So I think that's like the biggest part of it for me is like when we finally linked in, I learned so much more than I did on my own.
And that makes sense because Defiant, he was dropping mixtapes back in the day. I probably still got one of them somewhere around here. I've counterclockwise, the good tape, you know what I'm saying? He was selling them back in the day. So it's like you started a little later, but you, I could tell from the start, like you were trying to work with different sounds. And it seems like now you're getting into sampling. And then also I noticed that, just like you said, like having the level of quality in it be consistent. That's important. When y'all drop, it sounds good. It doesn't sound like y'all just recorded in a closet somewhere or something. Like it sounds like y'all are putting the time and effort to make sure the music and all the drops and everything are put together well. Even with the visualizer for y'all new track, White Noise, right?
Yeah, man. Honestly, dog, it just comes from getting in tune with just the roots of like what really comes out from a nigga. You know what I mean? I was honestly going through the process of constantly dealing with taking in different forms of art from, you know, the classics of like opera, rock, metal, the cassettes and all that shit and everything too. Rap was like the very last shit I was really getting in tune with. That was honestly like the genre that like was kind of like prohibited back at the crib and everything too growing up. You know, I remember slapping the fuck out of the Lion King soundtrack like a motherfucker, dog, because just the compositions, the range on that shit is fucking phenomenal. But just the history and be able to go ahead and bring something new, something refreshing every single fucking time has just been a trigger for me, really. And that's just the competitiveness that I feel just within myself that really goes into just showing out and making sure that every opportunity that comes from getting to the mic to beat selection, the people who are set onto the team, that is just all together in the movement of what else can we do. The expectancy level is always just going to be there.
Would y'all say that because of that, because y'all recently like locked in together and y'all making your best product yet, would you say that's the reason why y'all did the rebrand and, you know, dropped all the old tapes off of the streaming and all that and just pushing this new era forward? Is that what you're trying to do with that?
Yeah, I would say it's a level of antiquity that goes with inside the mix and nostalgia, because I get cats back overseas that still ask about the good tape and like, damn, like I really like this fucking cover art that you did for this shit, dog. So for the people that's been rocking with me for like day one, I made sure that they got all that access, kind of like their own like personal gate key for them to kind of see the evolution of that time period back when I was like very first using Cakewalk and, you know, ripping off different loops and everything off of like fucking Reddit and everything, down to the very first music videos I was getting tapped in with my homie Yenda over at Sack. Yep. And just shout knocking them Yenda, hoes right? out, shout man. Shout out to Yenda, bro. My nigga Yenda, bro. Like, the entire journey is just something worth to admire and worth to acknowledge, because my step and everything that I do isn't alone. You know what I mean? I give kudos and I give good love over to, you know, to my family, to the city, to just what has got this moment of consciousness to be present right now. And putting it all on a record, it's a, you know, a high priority for me.
I would say that rebranding for sure is not even something that I feel like we had discussed. We had already been defined by the time I had even started. So when I did my rebrand, it was an experiment. I liked the name No One. It was kind of like doing it, but I wanted my own logo. I wanted my own stuff. So that logo that I use all the time now, I created that. Like, I didn't pay nobody for that or nothing. Like, that is my shit. And that's how I kind of wanted it, the whole brand to be. And I felt like more with the knowing, like, that was cool and whatever. But this one is just like, it feels more important because it's mine.
For sure, man. We rebranded and repurposed ourselves multiple times. You know, that creative drive to get better, man, that's what you look for in an artist. So you guys are killing it right now with what you're doing, I think. Just with the image that you're putting forward and stuff, that logo, that shit's dope, bro. Big props on that.
Yeah, yeah. And making sure you own everything and everything is under your control, or when y'all work together, both of y'all control, you know? I think that's really tight. Y'all basically have come up, y'all family, you feel me? So it's always dope to see, even though y'all was on your own path, y'all have connected now fully, and it seems like y'all are trying to take that next step, because the tracks you guys have been previewing, like I said, the production you're putting on YouTube, Trinity, it's definitely an improvement. Y'all have really showed that with time and dedication, the improvement will be noted, right?
Yeah, in the beginning, man, it was just all a learning process. Like, I remember trying to do shit off of just what I knew, off the very bare minimum experience that I had working with Asthma, working with Seraphex. The Wash My Shoes video, I feel like that was like a highlight of what I've been doing. That was kind of like the icing on the cake for that era, because that was like the most professional that I had done something up until that point. And then once we fucking got here, man, it was like, oh shit, I knew nothing. And I started working with him and I'm like, okay, like, it already was making sense, but now it's just coming. I don't even have to think about it. Like, I can just think of something. I know how I want it to sound.
And isn't it better to work with and get advice and get information from someone you trust rather than working with random people? Like, that was probably a big difference, right? It was like, okay, working with other people, they're just telling you to do what needs to be done and maybe not looking to help you improve, right?
It's definitely a focus that comes in collaborations, because people's intent and the attention that they put behind their craft is on their own doing, you know? For a lot of the goals that we definitely have for ourselves, whether it be, you know, just getting better on just the technicalities of like a mix or ear listening and ear training, you just gotta constantly lock in as much as possible too. You know, even with those experiences that definitely do happen to have like a moment where you got a reflex of like, you know, what really happened today? What did I really do with my time right now? You know, at times there is these moments we do feel like we kind of missed out on something, but definitely shouldn't, you know, punch ourselves below on that way.
It's all about the process, right? Like just doing it, just to do it. And then you take the feedback, you know, whether it's good or bad, and just apply it how you can, right? Like Ray was saying, you know, when it's somebody who you trust, who you know, I mean, it's a whole lot easier to take that feedback and apply it, right? Is that something that you guys have really found together?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I be feeling bad because I be giving this nigga laundry listens.
You're that guy. Yeah, you're like, yeah, lock in real quick. This is what I need. Yeah.
Hey, A through Z, I need these done by next week, buddy.
Sometimes that's what it takes, though, to know that it's not ill will. It's really just like, nah, we got to get this done. That makes it way easier. It's no ego involved. You feel me?
Yeah. Because, like, in great cases, too, that's how you discover your rhythm. You know, at the end of the day, the momentum behind things, because everything is always going to be different. Trying to do things constantly, like in like a, you know, formula, definitely could get the job done, but you're missing out on the experience, being able to like pick up new things, share more game with people. You know, I fuck with that process a lot too, whenever we do lock in like that.
I would say you can't run from the work, man. Like, I do appreciate when he sends me those laundry lists, just because like it's stuff that you can apply in other situations. You know, oh, this is too loud and everything like that. Like, I can take that, and then when I'm making the next beat for him, like, oh, I can structure it a different way so where it's going to sound better the next time and it'll be consistent.
I could tell just by looking at your YouTube page, Trinity, that in the beginning it seemed that you had like this lack of direction with like the stuff that you were doing. Like, you weren't even in hip hop at one point.
It was experimental. It was different.
I was like, you know, it's not bad. It's cool.
I mean, I definitely went for that. Like, I'm not with the, there's no shade, but I'm not with like the mainstream. If you know, you know. Like, I'm just not with it. And that wasn't my goal when I started. So that wasn't what I was trying to create. Like, my last beat tape that I did on YouTube with the fucking instrumentals, you know, all the orchestras and stuff, like, that was all very intentional. It's about like creating the scene, you know, the space. Like,
I was going to say something like that. Like, you've gotten the like an atmosphere, you know, with your music now. It's like definitely more intent with it, you know. It's a good progression and you're only getting better. So I'm really excited for some of the stuff you're going to give us on this new album, bro.
Add some motherfucking loot.
So I just want to ask real quick for you guys, is this album, you know, you said previously that it was very like story heavy. Did you kind of go into it thinking about a story you wanted to tell, or did y'all just get into it like, let's just make some music?
I'll be honest, I would say that my discography has always been like more like ballad based. Checking out a lot of my mixtapes and a lot of my writings, I've always been more like a thematic type of cat, really, when it comes in just my creative outlook and my output, really, when it comes to this shit. When it came for this album, man, I think there was like many like ideas and projects and shit I had in mind of just dropping an EP, a couple singles, and just pushing shit back, dropping the pen, picking things up, going through so many journals, burning shit, getting rid of shit. It was like trying to be the narrator and author of shit when, like, no, you're just the character in the story, dog. That's it. You know, you're just his piece right now. It was just constant crash dumbing of trying to figure out what the fuck that I really want to do. You know what I mean? Like, I think taking a step back and taking a moment of just reflecting on life and having a gain experience and figuring out what I like, what I was into, reconnecting, that entire process, just having to like go back out there and just like relive and go through a couple things and discovering the reality of that is what I want to say kind of like bridged this gap that I had going on artistically. But just writing songs and getting a lot of the beats that Trinity was just knocking that shit out for me, man. There's a style of performing that I do, and I call it just playing bones, or just pulling out my bones or skeletons and shit. I bring out my mixes and I perform that in front of people. So if my shit's ass, like, I would cut something out too. So it's just been constant trial and error the entire way through, really. I think just being able to get reflective, put that shit down, journal it, I was like, oh shit, this is, you know, my way of being able to really just tell my story of me bit by bit, me liking nerdy shit and everything too. I'm big on sci-fi, Matrix. That was my very first movie I watched. So incorporating the levels of atmospheric storytelling and thematic ways, because obviously I'm going to have more music to put out, get it all out there. This is me until the fucking death of me. So, I mean, there's always going to be more projects coming out here too to continue the story.
Yeah. You've always been pretty introspective with your lyrics. Deadly asking like what your album's theme is going to be. With your projects, you've tried to have a theme, or I think you've had like loose concepts. Now that you're working with a producer that can bring you what you want and help you like as far as like the sound and what you want to bring to the table, I think that whatever concept, whatever theme you're going to go for is going to probably like connect better, you know, like whatever you're bringing to the table, because before you had moments, you're really putting it together now and you're spending the time to say, well, I've had these life life experiences, and this is what I'm trying to share. I'm ready for it. You got like a title? What's the plans for the rollout?
Tyler joins the broken glass theory. That's a take on the concept of the broken windows theory. And it's still utilized today, basically when the police go through a neighborhood and they use a form of profiling of vandalism, graffiti as a way to understand that they're entering a world of disorder and conduct. Highest crime rate, basically ain't nothing but despair, ain't nothing but just where the niggas are at. Let's go ahead and lock and load in this bitch. Taking on the idea where a nigga really has made this order his livelihood, you know, my upbringing is always gonna be this kind of like downward spiral scope underneath these niggas, really, no matter where I come from with it. As long as I continue to go ahead and meet myself and my authenticity where I come from and where I'm at, that's just going to be the way how shit is going to roll, really, with this process. The way of the means of me going out to go get it, too, inside of this process is something to be reflected upon. The idea of media consumption and everything else, too, plays with the Black Mirror, the screens that we grew up on. And I know for myself, too, I grew up basically with all the novellas, the motherfucking Maury, Martin, all that shit, man. Big on my motherfucking anime, staying up to Toonami and all that shit, watching niggas scrap, putting niggas in chokeholds and shit, flipping off the dresser and everything because niggas is Jeff Hardy. So, I mean, a lot of my references, perspectives, personality, and my character comes from a deep amalgamation that I had of just discovering who I am and the things that would get me down this path to where I am now. It's like a little double, triple arm perspective of just how do we get to where we are and the balance of who we are along the way.
That's real dope, man. And I just want to ask real quick, Trinity, at what point did this theme start resonating with you? Because I know you're sending beats to him. He was just kind of making stuff. And then when did it all like kind of wrap up together for you where you started to lock in on a certain vision?
Probably after the first like three tracks. Because like I said, we had already done like that little sample run or whatever, and we didn't use those. And then we kind of got into like that next phase of creating. He had sent me, was it Thumber? I feel like it was like Thumber or something you sent me first. I was like, okay, I get it. I get the vibe. Like, let's execute this vibe. And then he sent me another one. I was like, okay, like this is kind of the same vibe, but you know, we're not trying to do the same shit. Like, let's still try to execute this vibe in a different way. But he sent me another one. And I was like, okay, I get it now. Like, now we can really roll out. And then it was easier to take risks at that point because, you know, we're already operating on one vibe. So, you know, we can like change the BPM. We can add different instruments, different sounds in there. Give him the space to operate while holding it in on my end, you know. That's where I felt like after the first two tracks, after I kind of seen where he was coming from on that second wave, it was very easy, I feel like, to lock in and really execute this shit.
As y'all are working on this project, right? And Define, you said before, like, you were like listening to different artists. So you were like jumping around, and at one point, you know, hip hop wasn't fully embraced in your household, so you were listening to different type of stuff. Right now, what artist or what music is influencing you guys? Is there any artist, any movement, any type of things that people are putting out that are influencing y'all as far as like what you guys are putting together or how you guys are trying to put this project out and get people to check it out?
I've been tapped into just a lot of funk, lately. I go out pretty much to a lot of dope spots that happen to be really tapped into bringing back some of like vinyls from like the 70s globally too, you know. So like a lot of Brazilian funk, a lot of samba and all that shit too. And just hearing the drums, you know, from just South America is just fucking nuts. So going back to the crib and then, you know, going through drum loops and everything too, and just putting, you know, pen to the pad, coming up different flow, different strategies of just tackling shit, and then just delivering that on, you know, on a record is just the constant feeding, hungering experience, man. A lot of that has been tapped into my system, bringing out certain forms of like art too, especially visually, like pop art and like multimedia type shit and everything too. Steampunk type of style, like different ways of just incorporating nostalgic, iconic viewing of just receiving. You know, I miss physical media like shit like that, man. And just like being tapped into like the things way back in the day that like used to bring that little gleam beam to your eye. I'm like, oh, damn, yeah. Like, this shit is dope as fuck. Oh, this is cool as hell, experiencing, like, that new shit. Yeah.
For me, you know, I was really focused on, like, the 808 sounds. I listened to, like, a lot of 808 patterns. For me, beat making, that 808 really fucking matters. Like, it's got to be where I want it. Exactly, mm-hmm. Like, sounds. I listen to a lot of West Coast rap. Because I like that G funk, you know, when they get to playing that, it's not even the 808, the bass line. I like the uniqueness of that, how certain artists switch it up, like Chief Carrico, AZ Chike, people like that. Like, I fuck with their beats on an 808 level. And then as far as creating the atmosphere, I agree with fucking Jay, like anime, wrestling. When I'm making the beat, I imagine like a wrestler coming down, about to hit his fucking finishing move, you know, or it's like an anime fight scene and shit's getting hectic. Like, that's how I kind of want to envision it. Those two elements, and then just making sure everything else kind of fits into place, is how I went into making these beats for this album.
Bro, are you thinking of Krillin dying when he's about to make a beat?
R.I.P. Toriyama, bro.
No, yeah. Oh, R.I.P. bro.
I think Ray was trying to get like a little like scene answer from me. Like, you know, Trinity gave us the West Coast. So, but like, who or like what kind of scene would y'all like most like to collaborate with? Like, who do y'all think fits best with y'all sound as it is right now?
I would honestly love to collaborate with a lot more of like the alt punk rock type of cast. Like, a lot of the indie cats out here in LA are really fucking dope. This is a dude named Daryl Salad, who's really fucking nice. You know, them boys Paris Texas too are fucking lit. Them motherfuckers are fucking clean.
Everybody wants to collab with them right now, I swear to God.
Yeah. Did you see their fucking band's performance when they were performing in the fucking ramp?
No, I didn't. I'm at
that shit. It was tight. It's ill, my nigga. I ain't ever seen motherfuckers do a fucking pop shove it over a nigga, you know, just over here performing split screen. That's just fucking dope.
Yeah, I love split screen too, so that sounds tight. You know what I'm saying? That rock star, like, guitar sound, I love when artists use that in rap music. Schoolboy Q and them, like, he had some guitar, he had some crazy moments on the album where it was like some rock star energy, so messing with that sound, I can see that. Do you have that guitar in there? I'm waiting. I will fuck with that. You gonna have that guitar in there somewhere?
We got 10 songs coming out within that mix. We'll go ahead and, you know, let you experience all that is delivered in a package right there.
Okay, for sure, for sure.
I'm trying to think, did I even put a guitar in there, bitch? I've done some experimental guitar shit, like with Midas, like that wrestling theme shit. Yeah, I guess y'all just gonna have to find out like me, I guess. Fuck it.
I think that's interesting that you were saying, though, that you would, you know, like to work with, like, some LA, of that rock, that sound that's coming from out there. Cause there's a lot of talented artists that come from LA and California in general, you know, that know how to rock out, but also keep it gangsta, keep it peasy, you know, keep it that California slap. I don't know how they do it, but when it works, it works, right? Kenny Mason is kind of like that, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, nigga, not too long ago, I was re-listening to the fucking Jay-Z Linkin Park collab that they fucking had, man. And like, I just get juiced, just like the experience. Like, that, I would say definitely a staple in just music history. For real.
For sure. Gotta have that rock, man. Everybody loves rock. Rock is making a comeback. We all bring it back with this rap shit, bro. Yeah, I'd love to hear that too. And definitely want to see you with some alternative shit, you know, either on this project or the next one. You know, that'd be dope.
Defiant, you've been performing recently. I've been seeing clips. I remember even during the pandemic, you was getting them virtual performances. You've been
Twitch. Was it like a Twitch type
Twitch? Joint. Yeah, it was Twitch. Yeah. You've been finding out ways to perform even when performers were locked in. And now that you're out and about, you've been performing. I got two questions. One, so far, you know, out of all the places you've been, is there one place you want to shout out and say, well, this was a really dope experience, this was a dope place I performed at? And two, do you have a favorite song or maybe a favorite moment when you were performing that's like, oh, okay, like, this is something that I could do at all my shows?
Yeah, man, I would probably have to say the Complex over in Oakland. Will forever have my heart, really, because that was like the very first place that I was performing back when I was just under as Jeremy B. Good back in high school, bagging my very first openers and shit for Cody the Friend and everything too was nice. You know, I always say, like, discovering my, like, guerrilla style of performing, because I'll be honest, I have a story, actually, of just, you know, performing for Trap Art out in Oakland, maybe back 2021. I think when I was performing Boy Meets World, when it got to the last chorus, my microphone went out. I was already in the mix with folks, just monster with niggas. And at that moment, it was either, you know, either I just stumble, freeze, I'm like, all right, well, fuck it, the mic is fucking done. and that be it? Or, you know, do I got an audible, you know?
Yeah.
And I ended up just utilizing literally just the tool that I had, which was my voice, you know, and just adding that element of just like bringing that energy, just screaming out the lyrics, bringing everybody in with that engagement, and just feeling literally the roar and the energy of the room has just been, you know, impactful from that day on. All these shows that I've had recently and that I got planned out in April are all experiencing, you know, that type of energy and reliving that and getting that all together too. Literally, Dragon Ball, Goku, give me your motherfucking energy. Spirit Ball shit, nigga. Performing White Noise, obviously, is my personal favorite, man. Like, R.P. to Bernie Mac, that fucking sample is fucking nasty. And again, like, this is, I want to say, the very first record that me and Trinity put out together, you know. So like that happening and just delivering that too is like, you know, just a refreshing step on just every type of level.
I could definitely see you going crazy doing that one live. I like that y'all put out a visualizer. The visualizer was cool for White Noise. Y'all going for a certain aesthetic, and I like what y'all are bringing together with that aesthetic, right? You know, you're doing live shows, you're putting out visualizers and stuff. How do you feel about the internet being kind of like the main way you promote your music, right? It feels like, I mean, maybe there's some other ways that I don't know of, but it feels like you guys have to really interact with your fans, interact with people. You guys have connect with people over the internet. I mean, even us right now, you know, we're talking over Zoom. How do you feel about the internet and its influences on how y'all put out music, how y'all are trying to show what y'all are bringing to the table?
I mean, shit, it is what it is. From my standpoint, I have to kind of utilize the internet the best way that I can. I feel like with the internet, though, like, you really got to be consistent, like, every day consistent to break through and make that noise. And for me, I'm never going to rush it just to say for the algorithm. You know, all that shit really takes time for me because I want it to sound right. And even when I get it to sound the way I do it, it's still not there in a sense. Like, I have to release it. I have to see what it sounds like and, you know, kind of internalize it. Fuck it. Like, without the internet, I wouldn't be where I'm at either. So it's like, you really got to do the best with it you can. Shout out to Rich City Studios. He'll help host an event with all the producers. They can go and, like, show their beats and stuff. I wasn't able to make it out to this one, but definitely, if he knows that shit again, I'll show you out there. Working on this new beat tape to follow after what we got on this album coming to really push that. And then I'm going to take that and play it across the West Coast, kind of Vegas, LA, the Bay, kind of push that as far as I can there.
We in this weird state, right, where, you know, we all trying to make art that's going to last forever, but the algorithm says if you didn't post it within the last 3 hours, it don't matter. You know, how do you guys, you know, find that balance in between those? Do you make it any compromises? I mean,
you gotta have your own time. I feel like, especially when it comes in sense of breaking an algorithm, or at least kind of like still getting your, like, your footprint within, like, all this traffic that kind of goes on. Personally, I like being able to go out and knock out just the on-floor marketing aspect, really, or just the on-floor experience, and just bringing it as organic as possible within this shit. Because when you're moving around and everybody's got their little FBI agent in their shit, you know you're gonna be right next to somebody. They're gonna let you know, like, hey, did you happen to be around this person? Here's a suggested account, or like, here's some type of shit based on like a geolocational type shit. Moreover, that you kind of move around. So like, doing your day-to-day and sense of like routine and everything too kind of generates enough of a type of rhythm to where like this color, this phrase, this time and everything that works for the system is going to be over here too. You should still kind of incorporate it, but also still find a way to rebel against that shit and rage out by being like, I'll give a fuck. I'm going to go ahead and drop this shit right here when I feel like it. I'm going to go ahead and put this over here because I feel like it. Because why? Because I did. And that's it. Really,
you don't want people to see that you're just doing something just because you feel like you have to, because it's about building a genuine connection with people, right?
On God, man. And that's the point. Exactly. It brings out the people and lets people have the indulgence, you know, with you. You're able to appreciate, you're able to take that in.
I have one more thing to that. I remember I was having a conversation with Chuck T from Rich City Studios. He produces and he runs that shit over there in Richmond. He was like, when's the last time you seen Metro Boomin do a tight beat video? It's not something I live by, but it's something I think about when I'm releasing shit. Don't think this is what I have to do to get to where I want to be.
Yeah, I peeped that too on your page, you know, looking through all your stuff. You have like old stuff where it's like type B stuff. And then at a certain point, you could tell like you kind of drifted from that. I think obviously what you're doing now is working better. And it seems like you took that advice to heart, right?
Yeah, for sure. Chuck T is definitely somebody, although we haven't had a lot of conversations, he has a lot of knowledge. So when he was speaking, I was for sure listening, trying to get whatever I could out of it. And then from that point, I mean, every time I feel like I have an idea and I can execute on it in a timely manner, I'll put it out how I put it out. And if not, it's not, you know?
I mean, it kind of leads into our next question. Define, do you have a time when you felt like you had to sit down and get some game from somebody, like some of the best advice that you have been given? You know, do you have a time that you can recall?
Absolutely. I would say hooking up with my engineer, Chris, actually, the very first time I ever met him. That shit was all by chance, fate, literally a day that wasn't even supposed to happen type shit. You know, niggas were on a mega bus broke down, had to go pick up a phone store was closing, had to get that shit all packed out. Thought I missed a session and everything too, but they're like, nah, it's cool. But we subbed in a different guy because the other guy I had a bail. Hella shit that was just feeling as if it was just not supposed to happen. Entire time while I was kind of just sharing him that story, just on that very first day of just kind of like meeting him, just debriefing type shit. He was like, but you're here though, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right. And I think having a wind down take in, you know, just like being that, like, you're already kind of like on this path, you're already on this journey. You just got to be here for this shit, man. You could be stuck with emotions. You could, you know, really get lost in tune with all this shit, man. On that day, we knocked out like 3 records in the time span of like 4 hours, had a good talk. And since then, you know, from 2019, 2020, you know, like we've been, you know, tapped in and giving things everything too. That experience and that moment of just having to take a step back has really expanded my pen game too. Not having to get too demanding when it comes to a day whenever like the perfectionism starts to come out and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yeah, my nigga, you're like rolling on like 3 hours of sleep and a fucking Tic Tac. What are you doing right now with yourself? I'm like really making sure that I am doing my best out here every single day.
From the interview, you can just kind of tell that you got good mindset about, you know, just being present for the day, just doing what you can, and staying a part of the process. I mean, it's very apparent with just the way you carry yourself, your demeanor. Even before you told me that story, I could see that about you.
I think like him maneuvering, you know, being out in the Bay and now he's out in LA, and Trinity's from the Bay and he's out in Vegas now, right? Of course, the Bay is a hodgepodge. It's a bunch of cultures, a bunch of different perspectives. And you're able to take that and go elsewhere. When you're able to just fully like sit back and either take some advice or just look at what you went through and look at, you know, the connections you made, it makes things easier to just, man, I made it to this point, right? Instead of looking harshly or being like, man, like you said before, like I should have did this, or I could have did, you know, made this connection, but maybe it fumbled somewhere along the way. Just being like, man, I made it this far and we've been able to do this. You see how impressive it really is, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Gotta take those games, man.
I feel like I'm my worst critic sometimes. Thinking, Jay, you know, we do no wrong. Like, I don't feel like that nigga ever sent me like, no, this beat was trash, bro. Like, go send that back. Like,
Yeah, no,
can you just do this for me real quick and then we can move on to the next one? So all that like stuff that I was tripping off before kind of faded off since the background now. That's why I feel like me and him are both very confident, you know, with this album and whatever we do next after this, we're just gonna keep leveling up every time.
Now y'all maneuvering together and stuff. You've kind of given some advice and stuff, but is there any advice or anything you wish you could change or maybe bring awareness to as far as like how the industry works or how to move in a place where you're competing against others, but also supposed to, you know, work with people and also have that collaborative energy when needed? You know, tell some new coming artists about like, oh, okay, look out for this. You know, maybe you should maneuver like this, and maybe that will create some change in this industry that we need.
I would say probably find out what is your best tool, your strengths and weaknesses, really. Obviously, if you're good in one category and you could pick up game from somebody else, or even just, you know, something of a certain caliber that will required a little bit more time, do your best to get the general knowledge upon things. Don't feel like you need to go ahead and just become the master within some shit. Hone in on the best that you can, and then from the pieces and the connections and the collaborations that you do make, those levels of faith right there is going to be the watering process, I would say, that kind of comes to with your knowledge and with your wisdom that kind of goes with it. So just keep faith, really just be able to be uncomfortable with that moment of feeling like you might not or even understand what that shit really is in your own way. But overall, things will fall when they come.
I would say, you know, to any other new producers coming up that wants some tips, surely just work with everybody that you know that does music, experience it, try it, fail it. I mean, to be good at it, you got to put the time in. I said before, like, you can't run from work, but once you put that work in, man, it's just all about keeping confidence in yourself. I know the internet can be hella hateful sometimes, and I feel like it's a little better, but sometimes you see, like, the experimental shit get shitted on, like, it'll sound like the new Drake or whatever, bro. But fuck them, bro. Like, do that shit, because that shit is going to turn out to be some of the best music. Once they figure out how to do their shit, bro, like, it'll change the music industry. Once people start doing what they feel creatively inclined to do, instead of just trying to fucking piggyback off what other bruh just did last time, like, that's what has people saying, like, the music industry is stale right now. It's because it's not stale, it's just copycat.
Y'all, it's what you're looking for, you know, right. Yeah, looking at, yeah, what's pushed it on you, you know what I'm saying? The algorithms, as we're saying, you know, everyone's using Spotify, Apple Music, all this to find what's new, and you got to think there's a machine or whatever people that are paying possibly or just pushing for their influence to be pushed on everyone musically. And I think that what you guys have, like we're saying, is genuine and it's different. You guys don't sound like the prototypical Bay Area artists or just California artists in general, but you guys do have that Cali vernacular. You guys do have that kind of like chill vibe to y'all music that we have. So, and I think it's something different. I think people need to hear it and notice it.
Yeah, bro, man, shout out to the motherfucking pack. And all them niggas, man, growing up through the hyping movement, man. Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in tune with a lot of the Richmond jazz fucking vinyl shops that they got going on. You know, war. There's just so much history that comes from just Bay Area music, you know. I think just because there happens to be like a regional sound that's like really popping and going on doesn't mean that we gotta be having some type of like sparring match amongst one another, you know, because at the end of the day, we over here representing and letting ourselves be knowledge where we come from, being knowledge, and we're putting our best shit out there. This is just coming from, you know, what the fuck you get being from the East Bay and Southside niggas.
That's real, bro. Like, that's why we try to work with anybody no matter where you're from. You know, sometimes I was going to maybe ask you just a little bit, like, sometimes LA people feel like they better than Bay people. Sometimes Bay people feel like they better than LA people. You know what I'm saying? But we all should be working together. There's enough to go around. We don't have to have a crabs in a bucket mentality. Like, y'all two working together, just being open to working with different sounds, different people, that's really important.
Absolutely. I mean, whether it be in business or art or physically, you got to know how to take the blows. You know what I mean? You got to know how to just, like, be able to just go ahead and not only just focus on how you're going to deliver and represent and piece out your things, but when we do come across people with that type of crab in a bucket mentality, we just maneuver the best that we can. And if we can't get out the way and we end up taking a little stumbling, like a bad investment, or ended up becoming like, you know, something of like a poor experience, I would say probably, then it's got to be able to charge into the game and maneuver with that.
Trinity, has a people try to scam you for beats yet? People been trying to get the free beats, or like, they try to have you sit them something, and they just, they try to take your tag off and shit. Have you had that happen yet? People are shiesty.
I don't want to say no names, bro, but there's this one bro I met at a fucking show, I think that me and Jay went to, and I popped up in his live, and bro, I was showing beats and shit. He's like, yeah, you gotta send me those, you gotta send those my way. And hey, it'd be some of the same people too that like you talk with and you think it's hella cool, and you know what I'm saying, now they ain't trying to pay for the beats, bro. They trying to think everything is free.
That's one of the worst parts about this industry, man, is, you know, somebody's gonna get paid, and then once that person gets paid, oh, the next person, I gotta pay them too. Oh man,
yeah.
Fuck yeah. That, you know, that's what everybody be thinking. The Defiant fans, they starving, man. We got to give them something, bro. We got to have a message for the people. You know, you got one message you want to tell everybody, you know, let's hear it, man.
When's the next single? You gave us the title earlier. When's the next single? Let's be straight up with them. What's the next thing y'all, you know, planning to drop, and how soon can we expect it? You know, because we want people to be ready to check y'all out.
And I appreciate that shit, for real, for real. I mean, I'm tapping in with my man's DJ soon, so we're actually going to be knocking out a video for White Noise. So we're going to be putting that shit out soon. And then we already got the very next single on the go, South 46. That's just going to be coming out in April. So we got that to look forward to. And as the months roll out, you know, we're going to have different visualizers, music videos, shows, and everything locked in. Basically, you know, throughout the remainder of this year too. And we also got Anthem, possibly deluxe EP, some over there going on. So the future is already in motion. We got things right here knocked out for 2024. So I mean, you know, best beware.
Yeah, Trinity, I know you working with Defiant on, you know, y'all project, but is there anything, I think you kind of said you had another beat tape plan, or, you know, maybe some, no, your plan for your stuff.
Yeah. So over the course of these last couple of years, I have probably like 4 beat tapes just sitting on my laptop right now that need to be finished, but I'm not even focused on those right now. We're focusing on the album. After the album, I got this West Coast beat mixtape about 10 tracks deep into right now. I don't really know how long it's going to be. I don't know how long I want it to be, but I do want to take that kind of around the city, do some shows, show it off. I have all of Defiant's vocal tape, so I have unlimited creativity to just fuck with this shit as much as I want to. So I actually already got one of those ready to go. The S46 single, there's like a little lead beat kind of thing to go with it as just like a extra thing in the goodie bag for that. And then yeah, for the rest of 2024, I'm just trying to ride this wave. I definitely want to build off the hype that comes off this album and not just kind of let that sink off.
I'm excited for it.
Appreciate y'all having us here too as well.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Of course, man.
Podcast. You know, we tuning in.
It's nothing. And also, we like what y'all doing. You know, with this new wave, it was like, okay, deleted all his old stuff, and he seems like he's ready to lock in, especially with this, you know, with this new change and everything. And you too, Trinity. It seems like with what you got going on, y'all ready to take over the rap game, and we're ready to support it.
Thank y'all so much for watching this Hip Hop Babies interview edition. Thank y'all so much. Thank you, Defiant. Thank you, Trinity, for coming on to our show. It means a lot to us. We just love talking about hip hop, man. Y'all were some really great hip hop artists that really know a lot, really shared a lot with us, and we learned a lot from y'all. So I appreciate that. And I want to give y'all an opportunity to tell everybody where to find you guys at.
Well, definitely. I appreciate y'all just having us here, being able to let us go talk our shit, put on for the city, be out here and just, you know, making good music. You can go ahead and find me as the name, as how it's spelled, DYFYANT, on IG, Twitter, all that shit. Your auntie's emergency contact info, all that shit. I'm right here for you.
Shit, thank you for having me. So on that, you can follow me, Trinity Productions. That's Prod by 333 on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify. On the same thing, I can search that up. Give me some love. Give the homies some love. It's lit.
I'm good.
Yeah, thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks to y'all too for being on here. We appreciate all the information y'all share. We appreciate the music y'all dropping. Everything for their music, for their pages, will be linked below. Make sure y'all tap in with the links and show them love, you know, leave them likes, subscribe, follow them on Spotify, add their stuff, heart them on Apple Music and all that, so you keep updated when they do drop, because it's gonna come out soon and we want y'all to tap in. You know, the Hip Hop Babies, that's what this platform is for, for us to share our opinions on things, for us to talk about hip hop, for us to try to put people on, or us to try to show people, you know, how to do things in the music industry. And we appreciate you for giving your best advice and your thoughts on that. You taught us some things, and I hope some of our listeners learn some things too. So with that being said, peace.
The niggas that I'm high with, gonna be the death of me. Same niggas that I'm down for, gonna be the death of me. 6 million ways to die, baby girl to 1RP to the Mac. When niggas they come out to pull out your number, tell them I scatter you motherfuckers. Middle finger up the bubble to ring. Bitch, I come from the west. Hops like a mirror, used by next. Pretend I don't panic, shower the moon like shower the crest. Comfort, stuck at your neck. Mom, what the fuck with a lock in his blood and tears soaked off in a carpet on the edge. They watching us. I don't really know where I'm going to. The white noise on the screen as I down another boo. Tell me how it gets like this. Tell me how it gets like this. Selling shit, nah, nigga, nah, this stuff on me. Smoke on Buddha, got a dozen hallelujahs. Count my pennies since crushed out of raw. 101 and 1 thousands and zeros. Have you ever seen a wall breathe? Just that's blow blowing on this dope. Yeah, nigga, yeah, this second name. Tim Matheson buried alive. Puss it open when a one is punched. Can a nigga just rock with his bedroom? Down Modelo with a Cedric. Ugly for the nigga, Miss Cohen. I glow tight with the stepping. Hope the no more barrel truck, nigga, out. Be up a rocket's my chain hang. Hit a shit go blanks. Running this game to win. If the pussy throw tantrums, long gon' spank it. Put it on my cadence. Street Hannibal. Hit gon' need gluttonous appetite. Sickness that grows inside a white noise. I live the truth as long as my nose. Now who gon' light my split? On the west side. Kiss the sky one time, what you thought it was. South side of heaven, no lies. They watching us. From the bay to the late, it ain't no stopping us. In myself, I trust. Hit me one time like Angel does. Just for you, I bust. You said you always wait for me. That you pray for me. But you take from me with all you need. Said you wait for me. That you pray for me. But you take from me with more than you need. Shit, my middle finger up the bubble to ring. Bitch, I come from the west. I'm taking mirror, use my neck. Been set on no panties, out with a moon, I saw her crash. Conference, conference, I get your neck. Mom, what the fuck with a lock in this blood and tears so soft. And a carpet on the edge, they watching us. I don't really know where I'm going to. The white noise on the screen as I down another brew. Tell me, tell me, tell me how it gets like this. Tell me, tell me, tell me how it gets like this.
One time we was all drunk.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Scared of you motherfuckers. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Scared of you motherfuckers.